Next patient is Maria Ramirez. This is a consultation. Reason for a consultation. Atrial fibrillation. History patient is a 48-year-old. Female with atrial fibrillation period. Recently, a patient is admitted to the hospital with atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate period. Patient underwent a cardioversion 2 times period. Patient stated that her echocardiogram was normal period. Patient stated that she occasionally get palpitation period. However, most of the time it is self-terminated period. Patient is now referred to me for possible ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Current medication, levothyroxine, 0.075 milligram daily. Carbidopa 12.5 milligram 2 times daily. Lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide. Electrolytes 5 milligram 2 times daily period. Allergies, no non-drug allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary artery disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, dinnitus, weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Has no prior history of coronary artery disease or congestive heart failure. Pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Estimated no history of arthritis. Neurological no history of seizures or TIA. Examination blood pressure 156 over 90 double 665. Respiration 16. Weight is 218 pound. HEND, no JVD. Lungs clear bilaterally. Heart is regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs of gallop. Abdomen soft. Normal active. Ball sound. Estimated no edema. Clinical condition number 1, paroxysm atrial fibrillation, number 2, hypertension, number 3, hypothyroidism on replacement. Recommendation. Patient's episodes of paroxysm atrial fibrillation period. Patient was quite symptomatic, required hospital admission period. Discuss with patient regarding electrophysiological studies versus medical therapy for atrial fibrillation period. Patient stated that she wants to think about it and she will get back to me. Period. The procedure is kind of benefit discussed with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart. Period. Patient is also aware that success of procedure is 70 to 80%, and sometime need more than one procedure period. Please send a copy to Dr. D. Castro at Jacqueline D. Castro, 1457 Bailey Drive, Hanford, California, 93230.